Neville High School is a public school, and a successful one by state grading standards. It garnered a B in the Fall Education Department report card, but there's a movement to turn Neville into a charter school. Ronnie Shelby graduated from Neville in 1969. He's part of a nonprofit school alumni group that is assembling an application for a charter. He says the effort is aimed at continuing the school's high performance.
I'm not saying that the change to a charter school control would immediately improve anything. It would just guarantee the continuance of what they presently have.
For Shelby, that means maintaining high academic and athletic standards. He hopes the introduction of new legislation will improve his group's chances. The efficacy of charter schools has been a matter of debate, but here in Louisiana, the debate is being argued on broader grounds. George Cannon, acting superintendent of schools in Union Parish, questions the size and scope of potential changes to the charter application process.
The charter school movement is a national movement. It's not a Louisiana movement at all. I think what the governor is doing differently than, say, almost every other state is that the other states have been experimenting some with the charter movement, and you'll find relatively few charter schools in each of those states. They've not in any way tried to take the place of the traditional public school system. I think what the governor is trying to do in writing that particular movement is to see how quickly he could expand the charter school enrollment within the state.
Leslie Jacobs is a former member of the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, or BESSE. She explains the rules by which charter schools must play.
A charter school is not under the direct control on the daily operations by the local school board. A charter school has control over its time, people, and money. It sets its own budget. It hires its own people. It can set the hours of the day. It can set its own curriculum. But kids are subject to the high-stakes testing. They're in the school accountability. They're subject to the open meetings law, the public records law. They are public schools.
George Cannon doesn't take issue with that definition, but in addition to his concerns about the size of the new proposals, he's also worried about the speed of implementation.
I think the big question becomes whether or not it is feasible within such a short period of time over the next 6 or 8 months to make this happen in such a colossal way that there's a potential for a breakdown in existing public schools and how they're funded and the funding source that if the big experiment doesn't work in the future, will we have so damaged the traditional public school system that it won't be able to recover either? Now, public school reform is essential. You got to do it. And I think basically what we're really talking about here is how vast does that change occur and how quickly does that change occur?
Former BESSE member Leslie Jacobs does not believe new laws are likely to open the floodgates for charter school applications. But Ronnie Shelby's group, if it successfully applies for a charter, would be one of more than 90 statewide. He says obtaining a charter ultimately would provide benefits for students.
You would be able to offer other programs specifically aligned with the needs of your student body, whereas sometimes on a system-wide basis, the school board, it just was not maybe economically feasible or logistically possible to do. So the charter school would just allow us to provide our students with, we feel like, more opportunities.
Whether Shelby's group represents an isolated example or whether a greater number of applications will be made won't be known until after the legislature reconvenes later in March. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.